Page one. Kira shesiku bekasha v'gavava nosim olei tapshul begepes uveitzim lo yitein at sheyigrov or at sheyitein es ha'efen. That's how the Mishnah begins. Yibaru, says the Gemara. Hay lo yitein lo yagzihu. What does lo yagzihu mean? Shouldn't return it. Avalishos, but to leave it before Shabbos. Mashin, afal pishe negorof en akotim. Umani chananyahi. Tatanya chananyome kol shukumacho ben dusoi. Mutal lishos agavikira afal pishe negorof en akotim. So therefore, the only time you need the heker, we'll call it, of covering the fire is to put it back on the fire, but not to leave it there from before Shabbos. Odilma, no. Lishos tana. The garav akotim in, the lolo, the kolshken lahachzim. So therefore, even to leave it there from before Shabbos, you require garav akotim. That's the Gemara Shaila. So you see clear there are two gzeris here. Gzeris Shehiya, he's sitting on the fire from before Shabbos, that's called Shehiya. Okay? And it's Hachzara. What's the reason for these respective gzeris? Let's take a look in the Rishonim. They tell you explicitly what the reasons for these gzeris are. We'll see soon. Some are fundamentally unanimous, just about, and some are controversial. So, turn to page 18, I believe it is. Okay. Now, the Ran talks about this. The Ran says, in the very beginning, it's page 18, what's the pshat in all this yitanes ha'efer? What does it accomplish? Explains the purpose of different surahs of daf that I'm used to here, so I have to excuse myself, not finding as fast as I used to. But the somewhere here, the Ran explains that's what we call a heker. A heker means when you cover the flame, something which is not normally there. This is a heker, which makes you remember. Here we go. I see the word heker in the Ran. It just caught my eye on page 19. Heker, right? Heker keeps using the word, throwing the word heker. The word heker is there that is at the very end of the paragraph Kira on page 18. Kol shegara fakotem hu deika hekera shemisalek dato milachatos b'gachol ha'mishari. Oh, you see, klar. But the reason for the Easter of Shehiyah is Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. That's what the Ran explains. Nosin Otavshav Lo Chashin and Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. In the case of Kasha Gevava, there are no Gecholim. But otherwise, Gefes Ve'etzim, they ask it because of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. If you put a heker, such as Garof HaKotum, then there's no such Chashash. Everyone with me so far? It's all on the Ran on page 18. Fine. Good. Easter Achzara is a matter of dispute. So, let's open, and then we're going to start in a funny place to look. We're going to start in the... Yeah. Garb means you pull it away. You pull it off to the side. That's also considered to be a heker. Okay? Let's take a look at the Siman Reish and Gimel and Mishnah Brura. That's a good place to look. It's on page 167. Page 167. He quotes the Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber says V'yesh Omrim. What's this V'yesh Omrim? The V'yesh Omrim in the Mechaber says Kol Shenis Bashal K'machal Ben Dusoy, Kol Shenis Bashal Kol Tzokim Tzang V'yavolo Mutal Hashol Saga Bekira. I feel the hissik gefes of eitzim. I feel like grufa k'tuma. This is the sheet of Chananya. Sheet of Chananya. Okay. Once it's machal ben drusoy, no problem, or except for hachzara. Chananya. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zayin, once it's already edible somewhat, Lekka Lemecha Shem Yechate. It's already edible, Lom Yechate Bechina. Therefore, it's permissible. Okay, very good. But, Rabosai, if it didn't reach Machal Ben Duso yet, then it's an Isser of Achzara. Why? The Merzikim of Vashel looks like cooking. Lamed Zayin Sharetz here. Rashi Varan, we say for Yosh Isa, Lachen Bo Ingrufa, Shemuk Shenot Lo Min Ha'esh, Pome Mitztanen Es Ksas, V'chashinon Shema Yechata B'chazar Roso. Machlokas Rabosai, different opinions. Rashi and the Ran hold, the Easter of Hachzor, as it also is Nirekim of Ashel. Rabbi Natam says, it's Shema Yechata B'gacholim. It's a machlokas. Machlokos Gedoli HaRishonim. Now, when you pick sides, who's on which side? So if you take a look here in the Baal Hamor, as it should be on page 18, it's column 1, the last line and a half. V'chol shana machmirin v'olshin bo b'metana b'mekira. That all the gzeres of the Mishnah are Shem Yechata Begacholim. Okay, sounds like it's referring not only to the Easter of Shehiyah, but also to the Easter of Achzar. Like Rabbeinu Tam would say for Yosher, Shem Yechata Begacholim. Fine. You take a look, Rabosai, in Tosfos, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. This is page 4. Pina mimechem lemechem mahu. We'll get to this later. That there's a question. If you put it down, it's considered to be what's called hanocha, not all called hachzar. Hachzar, if you keep it in your hand. We might as well look at it now once we're here already. The Gemara has over here, Odin biyodo mutter. Agabe karaka osi. Put it down. That's not considered to be hachzar anymore. That Havzar means you return it, you pick it up, put it right back down again. Once you put it on the floor, right, Rashi explains, Avaliniach agabe karka also the Havzir, to be bati lo hatmona di esmol, v'avi kematma l'chadchila. That's Rashi's unique sheet of throwing the word matman. We would say, bat lo shihir rishona, and he's like, he's starting again from scratch l'chadchila. That's what we call that hanocha. So that's also. So tell us, the Gemara wants to know, pina mimecha lemecha, if you pour from one cup to another cup, and then you put it back. Do we say butla, shir rishona, or not? The Tosa says, he quote from Rabbi Natan, the hocha naha gabi hisha gabi kira, shuba also mecham shucham lo osi lechatuye. If it's kar, osi lechatuye. Now wait a minute. We're discussing here a case in which Rabosai, the fire is a covered fire. We're talking about a covered fire. Afal Pikain, he's worried over here about also the, no, take that back, sorry. We're talking about an uncovered fire. Hachzor is an uncovered fire. We're not sure if it's Hachzor or it's Hanocha. The best case scenario is considered to be Hachzor. And the question is, whether it's also the Chatuya or not? This is a question whether, why Hachzor is also. Okay, one more time. The Rashi and the Ran is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sharetzi and said it's a Shem it's Nirek of Avashel. Was the Baal Hamor and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos here, which is in effect quoted Rabbeinu Tam, all say it's Shem Yechata Begacholim, even though it's already half cooked, etc. Doesn't make a difference. The Easter is Shem Yechata Begacholim. Fine. Now, we already saw the Ran cited in the Sharetzi, but let's take a look in the original. Take a look over here. The Ran is found over here. Should be on page 18, a page, no. Mm-hmm. Page 21. Ibalo lo yitin lo yachzeru. Mishum shemavzi b'shabes nirek mevashel. There we go. Emeina ketumah. Nirek mevashel. Or emeina ketumah. Remarkably, what this means is if it's ketumah, it's not nirek mevashel. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush gadol. What's the difference if it's covered or not covered as far as nirek mevashel is concerned? It's a very, very big chiddush. As a matter of fact, it's those who can't believe it. This Ran that we just saw on page 21 is merely echoing our Rashi. You saw that the Mishnah quoted from Rashi in the Ran. Rashi over here on page 1, Rashi says, Lo machzirin b'shabes, the mirzi kemevashel. Everyone see it? It's Mefarish and Rashi before you got to the Ran. Rashi HaKadosh. The mirzi kemevashel. So if you look at page 16, the Maharam is there. The Maharam quotes this Rashi. Where is it? Yeah. Right, he quotes the Rashi, it's in column 2, about the 8th line. Mikom akom tamo shel beis hillel, iyev shel afarish, eli mitam chitui. Dechshein agruf lo yachze, dechashin an lechitui. Ava begruf mekutum yachze, lekel mecha shechitui, because it's covered. But according to Shitas Rashi, the Rashi says it's nirek mevashel, can't be, because what's the difference if it's covered or not covered? So says the Mara, but it's incorrect. Because the Ryan we just saw is the Beferish. It's Mirzik and Mevashel, unless it's covered. If it's covered, it's not Nirek and Mevashel. Fine. Now, both sides, we go back to the Ryan that we started with. Okay. Page 21. Okay, page 21. Column 2. There was a concept in the Gemara, Rabosai, of mitstamek viralo. We mentioned it briefly once before. It's so cooked that any additional cooking is going to make it taste worse. It's going to make it taste worse. So we paskin is also lahachzir, that you may not put something back on an uncovered fire, even if it is cooked, half cooked, fully cooked. Even mitstamek viralo, says the Ran. The lek lemeimar, it's the Ran again, page 21, column 2, 8 lines down the paragraph. For lek lemeimar, the lahav zekshen agufa ye mutter, afilu mitstamek viralo. It can't be. It's not true. He brings a riot that it's not true. Why should it be true? It should be true, because there's no possibility of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. After all, why should he stoke the coals? It's going to make the food taste worse. Of course, the Ran says it doesn't make a difference, because the Yisri has nothing to do with Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Once it's already half cooked, there's no Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. On the contrary, it's an Yisri of Nirek Mevashel. So if it's only nirek mevashel, what's the difference if it's half cooked or fully cooked with stomach viralo? It's irrelevant. So writes the Ran. Having said this, and we'll see this in the next shiur b'dinei, you can imagine a shita which maintained that if the reason for the iser of achzara is shem yechata b'gacholim, perhaps it would not apply if it's with stomach viralo. The Ran can't believe it because the Ran holds the reason it's nirek mevashel. It's interesting that the Ran later on, much later on, over here on page 26, I believe it is, page 26, quotes a Rashba. Take a look. It's column 1, about 15 lines up, a new paragraph of V'chein. This is called, we call this kedera gabe kedera. Why is it mutter? Lefi she'ein derech bishul bekach. It's not normal to put a kedera gabe kedera. So therefore what? It's not nirakim emashal. One might imagine, the other direction, if the reason for what? For the Yisrael v'achzara is shem yechata b'gacholim, then perhaps the Yisrael really should apply. We'll see this also in Mitzvashem going forward. Okay. Now Rabbi will say a new chiddush. This is in Tosfos on page 1. Let's chazer again. It is a Shia and Erev Shabbos Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. If it's covered or if it's, there's no calls, Mutter. Havzara to Machlokas Gedoli Rishonim. Why is it Aser? Quote Rabbi Natam, it's also get Aser to Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. According to Rashi and the Ran, it's Aser because of Nirik and Mevashel. From the Balamor, seems to agree with the Rabbi Natam. Those are machlokas gedoli rishon. Good. This is all hachzara on Shabbos. Tos is a wapa chiddush over here on page 1. Tos the remaschil ubeis hillel. Beis hillel af machzirin. Says Tos quoting the Gemara. Afila b'Shabbos machzirin. As it says in the Gemara. Okay. What do you mean afila b'Shabbos machzirin? Machzirin is on Shabbos. What does that mean? Talk about Shabbos. Next line. Ulamandi Osir Lahagzir Osir Afilu Bechol Libay Silk Shenagrufa Libay Shami Afilu Begrufa Vitakama Begamara Lidivri Oma Magzirin Magzirin Afilu Beshabbos. Where is that Gemara? That Gemara is found over here on page 3 and 4. No, take that back. We're missing Lamed Chesem and Aleph. I don't know how that happened. But take my word. It says, the Dibre Ma Magzirin, Magzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. It's the top three words on Lamed Ches, Amud Beis. We mean Afilu B'Shabbos. We mean Afilu B'Shabbos. So Tosfos says on the top, says, no, Ike Pluktaya B'Chol. They're fighting about Chol. So Afilu B'Shabbos means even on Shabbos. Chol? That's Shehiya, it's not Avzara. What's going on over here? Call a Shehiyah. Why can't you call that Achzara? Tosfos asks Akashi on page 1. And they give the following answer. V'yim Toma. Mashiyahu nosim leser per Shabbos. Techa desalka bashkama pshita desharei lach. That's called Shehiyah. Omeri. Temishosh lo yuchlu l'harticho mebod yom. Osu l'hachzir. If it's so close to Shabbos, and you put it back, it's not going to be able to get heated up, boiled up, before Shabbos begins, it has the chumra of Achzara. So says Tosfos of Yerferish on the Aflam and Vavim and Beis, page 1 of the sources. The Ran is absolutely incredulous. He can't believe this. Take a look over here, page 20. Everyone on page 20 with me? Page 20. Quotes Tosfos. Samach hachashecha kol kach shatav shel tzona lo eni yochol l'schamem mibod yom. So it's awesome. Kosva Tosfos, next paragraph. Even quote the Beis Hillel, it's awesome. For lo nearly came. He can't believe that halacha lemaisa is any iser before Shabbos. Pashut, he's l'shitaso. The Ran holds Achazara also because of why? Nirik and Mevashel. How can I ask a Nirik and Mevashel if I can be Mevashel Mamish? That's crazy. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who asked her at Achazara, why? Shema Yechate Bigecholim. So then one could need not but could extend the gzeira to late Friday afternoon. Let me read you the words of the Rabbeinu of the Sefer Yoshev. I'm giving you the actual quotation, not in the Sharat Siyan. It says like this: "Afilim ibod yom ka'omar ki kevan shunos nolei obasocha migal ledato shetzricha chimum lachein yeshlocha shema yechata." Near the heck. So in other words, you'll put it there on Friday, but mechata on Shabbos. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is worried about. So therefore, it requires a hecker if you put it there on Friday, very late in the afternoon. All right. Again, the main raya was for the words afilu b'shabbos. Afilu b'shabbos means ikam machlokus is b'chol. Rashi blunts this raya very effectively on lamed chesem at base. How does Rashi understand the words afilu b'shabbos? Says Rashi, top Rashi, afilu b'shabbos b'yom ha-mochros. Only machlokus at night. No, the machlokus is by day as well. I feel the Shabbos means even on Shabbos day, not only on Friday night. Okay, so far so good. Good. If it's nirikim avashel, it should be double poshut. No, there's nothing wrong on Friday, as the Ran said. Okay, very good. Narabosai, so far so good. But the Rush introduces an entirely new dimension into this dynamic. We've had, so far we said, a machlokas gedolei rishonim is isach zorit before Shabbos. We suggested if it's because of nirikim avashel, it's impossible to aser it. If it's because of shem yichata becholim, then it's possible, but not necessary, to in fact aser it. Okay, take a look in the Rush, page 11. Page 11. Venerally, it's bracketed here, column 2. Hadi yosim ibod yom lahachsel lebe shamai apigruf v'ktumo han ibod yom duma de mishech ha-sheicha dekamo mishech ha-sheicha dehenu akashen izbashla nesana bekir la-shos ha-sham kenam ibod yom diyosu lahachzir haynu akashen nigma bishula umanicha omedas al-akira ad la-erev lahachzik choma from the Tala Osman Akira Osalat Zira Otu Shabbos for Kula Chodok Zerahi to Kevin Denimis Bashelas Oda Akira Avakat Chila Shia. Yeah, Visharina Lahachzir Vod Yom Osi Nami Lahachzir Mishach HaSheikha Avakos Masha Nisbasha Kotsoka Not to the Mazda Kolayom. What's he saying? It's an Isser to do it at late Friday afternoon, not lest you stoke the coals on Shabbos, but rather, lest you be marzirat on Shabbos. It says beferish, right? Also the hachzira otu Shabbos. So therefore, if you let him be marzir on Friday, he'll be marzir on Mishach HaSheicha. This is a whole different approach, Rabbi Osai. It's kula chadak zera. It's not the pshat otu chita b'gacholim. It's hachzara on late Friday afternoon, otu hachzara on Shabbos proper. A whole new vart. It's a big shaila what the precisely it's meant over here. Why did the Rosh say, look carefully, why did the Rosh say that the Gzeira only applies, Rabbi Osai, if it's this bashla called tzarka? Right? As he says, the last line, when it's bashla called tzarka, then it's mutter. Why? So the Beis Yosef understood, this bashla called tzarka, chas v'sholom, if it's any less than that, he's going to put it back on Shabbos. In other words, normally if you do it on Friday, the gzeira will do it on Shabbos. Chas v'sholom, what happens if you put something on the food back on the fire on Shabbos when it hasn't been fully cooked yet? What? What do we call that? Bishul, skila. We're not afraid of that. I said the Beis Yosef learns pshat in the Rush. Seems to me it's a shverb shot. Why is it a shverb shot? As we learned already the last few weeks, the Bali Atosis in general, the Rush specifically in Simon Yud Aleph agrees, say that once the food is already cooked half, Macha Ben Dusoy, ain't Bishal Achar Bishal. This whole pshat fails. He's assuming over here, the Beis Yosef, Lonas Bashak called Soka, it's okay, why? We're not afraid you're going to put it back on Shabbos. And he says, Skila, is that true? It's simply not true, according to the Rosh. So that's why this pshat is a little bit shver. The Bach's pshat, therefore, is better. The Bach explains as follows. Typically, when you take a pot off the fire and put it back, typically it means it was fully cooked. You don't normally take pots off the fire before they are fully cooked. So therefore, if the pot is fully cooked on Friday, you take it off the fire on Friday, it's very similar to what you might normally do on Shabbos. Therefore, they made a gzeirah. But if it's not fully cooked yet, not fully cooked, most people don't take the pots off the fire before they're fully cooked, then we never made a gzeirah. You do it on Shabbos because it's not a normal thing to do. The Bach's pshat seems to me to be much better, much more karov lapsha. Okay? Fine. Through the lack of time, we have to gloss over many other things. Let's just give a quick summary, Rabosai. According to the Ran, there's no Isra Achzara at all on Friday, can't be. According to Rabbi Natam, it's also the Hachzir, Shem Yechat on Shabbos itself. According to the Rosh, it's also the Hachzir, because you may do Hachzara itself on Shabbos, Rabosai. Everyone so far with me? Yes? Now we start the third and final Gzera. Shehiya, Hachzara, I'm going to call it Hanocha. I already gave you a hint in the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Just to review very quickly, page 4. There the Gemara says, you put it on the ground, then it's a problem. What's it? Al-Gabe Kark, it's Asur. Rashi explained, Botla Hatmana, a.k.a. Shia Rishona. And you're starting from scratch. You're starting from scratch. Right? What's wrong with starting from scratch? So it's Nirik and Mevashel. Let's take a look at Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura quotes us over here. It's Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Nun Hey. Take a look, please. Here it is, page 168. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch writes, that's only mutav is oda biyado. Once you put it down, it's too late. It's nun hey. You never let go of your hand. Finicha, you put it down. It's like putting it on the ground. That's also why. The butla, it's underlined. The butla hashihiya rishona. So Rashi said, just take out hatmana, put in shihiya. Veshuv shemachzi umenicha gabi yakira, have the kemoshe of the chatchila. We call it hanocha the chatchila. He calls it moshe the chatchila. Kabikir b'Shabbos, hakama olay tira lehachzara, aval ol lehoshel lechatchila. Fine, what's wrong? The last four words, nirek mevashel lechatchila b'Shabbos. This is also become nirek mevashel. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. Who's he quoting? Memches. Who's Memches? Ran v'Rashba, Rabbeisai. Ran v'Rashba. The Ran and the Rashba are the same two Gedolim that we saw before who say that Hachzara is also because of Nirek and Mevashel. If Hachzara is also because of Nirek and Mevashel, Kal v'chomer Hanocha, when the fire is covered, much less chance of Chitui, is Kal v'chomer also because of Nirek and Mevashel. So the Ran and the Rashba is very, very nice. But according to the way Rabbi Natan said and Tosfos and the Balamor, and what did they say? They said the Easter of Hachzor is Shemichat Begacholim. So what do they say about Hanocha? Is Hanocha also because of Shemichat Begacholim? Or is Hanocha because of Nirek and Mevashel? There can't be any Shemichat Begacholim. He covered the fire. They'll say, well, very nice. You covered it. You won't cover it. What's a big deal? No, no big deal. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. What's the halach? What's the halach? So, that toast we saw in that Flamet Chesimet base, Pinim Mechel Mechel Mahu. What's the shaila? When you take it from one cup to another, Rashi explains, Mihavi Kemat Melechatchila Vyasalach Zira Nakhira. We would add the word Kemeniach Lechatchila. We don't like the word Mat. So when you took it from one cup to another, is that Bat Lashir Rishona? Yes or no? Notwithstanding that we're talking about this shaila of Hanocha Agabia, even on a covered fire, Tosfos insists on throwing in the words of Shemi Echata Begachol. So Tosfos Rav Ossi is a purist. Everything is Shemi Echata. Shehiya, Shemi Echata. Hachzara, Shemi Echata. Hanoch on the covered fire, again Shemi Echata. You'll take off the covered and soak the coals. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos. Fine? On the other hand, although the Tosfos or Rosh usually says exactly the same thing as Tosfos, not over here. Tosfos or Rosh says, page 44, I think. Let's see if it works out. Yeah. 44 on the top right says as follows. Aval hocha shemachziru lekiru rechamim miborle yabe kemo meniach agabe karka v'nistalka shihir rishona v'have kemo shihir chadasha u'boshil b'shabes. Can't mean cook, it's fully cooked already. What do you mean? Nirekim b'vashel. Nirekim b'vashel. Wow. Wow. It seems, now remember, the rush is from the Bali Atosis. He owes that shihir, that chzor is usher because of Shem Yechata Begacholim. But when it comes to Hanocha, he parted company with Rabbeinu Tam. He said, you Rabbeinu Tam, you only know one language, Shem Yechata Begacholim. I know two languages. It's Shia Shem Yechata, Achzor Shem Yechata. Hanocha, the covered fire, don't tell me it's Shem Yechata, the fire is covered, it's a heker. Must be also because of why? Because of Nirek and Mevasha. It seems to me that the Balamor holds exactly the same thing. We already saw the Balamor earlier who said that all the Surim and the Mishnah, that means Shehiya and Ara, is all what? Shemi Yechate Bigacholim. What does the Balamor do with Hanocha? So the Balamor says over here, with respect to Hanocha, no. He says it's Isser of Nirek and Mevashal Chathil B'Shabbos. Different Tzuras Hadaf. I'm not used to this. Some of you'll find it. Second. It's somewhere here. If you look somewhere, you'll find that the Balamor is an expression of Nirekim Mevashal Lechatchila B'Shabbos. The question becomes, didn't he say earlier that everything is also because of Shem Yechate B'Gecholim? The answer is, that's talking about whatever in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah is what? Is Shehiyah and Hachzara. But over here, we're talking about Hanocha. Hanocha on a covered fire is also because of Nirekim Mevashal B'Shabbos. Okay, I'm sorry, kiss. Someone can find it, let me know. I'll show you. It's somewhere, I'm sure, in front of us. It's not finding it right now. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay. I'll ask you the following shaila. You spoke about Shehiyah and Erev Shabbos. Hachzara, late Friday, and on Shabbos. Hanocha, on Shabbos. What about Hanocha, late Friday? Hanocha means to put something on a covered fire. May you put something on a covered fire just before Shabbos comes in? Let me ask first a little question by a show of hands, an honest question. How many people have in their house where they take something out of the refrigerator and put it on a blech just before Shabbos? Nobody. Everybody does it. So what kind of question am I asking? A silly question. Everybody does it. But just because everybody does doesn't mean everyone agrees that it's permissible. Not so simple. Not so simple. Take a look at Rav Ossi over here in page 30. Page 30. Okay. Page 30. I hope it's here. Again, it's a new print. I hope it's here somewhere. The Hagos Mordechai talks about this very question. Yeah, where the bracket is. Aval chazara haino shemeniach es hakdera gabekira samach l'chashecha. Shlo yasipik biyom kedeh lehartiach. He agrees with Tosfos that if you put it just before Shabbos, that's not called shehiya. It's called hachzara. Okay? Fine. So that's certainly prohibited. Vare also l'niach l'chachzio agabekira shenigru fuktumah. Kok hach samach l'chashecha. Shehoi l'chachtiach biyom. According to Baruch Hashem, Kabbalah Shabbos, fine. Aval gabe gar fakatim mutter. That's permissible. Mutter lo neich shem lechatchil l'samach l'chashecha. So he says, beferish. Baruch Hashem, what we do in our home is mutter. Beferish. Beferish. He says the beferish. Okay. Now, so at the beginning, he says it's Pashut, it's Mutter. This is what we call the Balamor. The what? Hachzara Shemichat Abigacholim. So we can make a Gzeira Erev Shabbos Atu Shabbos. But if it's Gar V'Kotim, there's no problem of Shemichat Abigacholim, because it's covered. It's only an Easter of Nirikim Avash. It's not Shaykh and Erev Shabbos at all. Oh. That's how he starts off. Later on, he has different views. And he goes to get starts backing off a little bit. Look what it says. Mi we gufa tzarachin. The last three lines in column one. Im mutal laniach hakadeir lechatchila gabe gufa k'tuma sama lechashecha. Before he said it's mutal. Now he's having second thoughts. The dima lo sharina na filim ibo jom. Ela lahachzir. Ab laniach lechatchila lo. Loshen Chazor, Masha Shoy Chochi Shafahoisa Sham Rotzalach Zira. The old Ibo Jom Dumi the Shabbos, of the Shabbos also Lanicha Agabi Mechel Nechatchila. Elahar is also Mechel Matzah Shahusra. So here, all of a sudden, he's having second thoughts. He's having second thoughts. So what's it all about? What's the second thought? L'chora, he's working with an assumption whether he made this gezeira or not. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I'm asking you a question. Those shittas who hold that shittas harash that we saw a few minutes ago, that they asered hachzara on Erev Shabbos, lest you do hachzara on Shabbos. I'm going to discuss a parallel. What should be the din of hanocha b'Erev Shabbos? Fill in the blank. No? Should also be aser. Lest to do hanocha b'Shabbos. Seems to be almost an inescapable conclusion. What's the difference between the two? As a matter of fact, if you look in the Korban Nisanel on the Rosh, page 11, Rabbi Osai, page 11, I think it says exactly that. Abbo Yom Achzir Mechol Inyan. He's quoting the Rosh here in towards the end of the daf. Ein Apirish. I feel the samach lechashecha. No, look for masik. The Rav Sheshes saba the beisil also lahachzir samach lechashecha b'shirim hayakar shlo yischam matav shel konim Shabbos. And the konim zmanazeh machzirin bechol inyan. He's discussing an earlier time. I'll prove it to you. Perek by Metonim, fourth Perek, Simon Beis, the Lotem Achid. If you don't say that, I'm right. Kasha de Rabbeinu Ahadadi. Although there's going to be a stira within Shita Sarosh on this very point. What's in Perek Dalid, Rabosai? Do we have it here? No, it's not here. Oh, Oh, where is he? Page 15. I'm sorry. 15. Oh. Perek Beis. Mishnah. Simon. Perek Dalet, I should say. Simon Beis. What does he say? Vafilu b'erev Shabbos nami osu lahachzir kide parishis liel. So, if you look in the Teferis Shmuel Oz Beis Pirish Av Sheharosh Kosav Le'el Vehedra Toha the boy be Odom be Yodo Koya Shabbos Al Vibod Yom Magzirim Bechol Inyin. And he says no Ve'achad Iniach Agabe Karka Fekori Chazor Chadosh Resuri B'Shabbos Melach Vibod Yom Asur. That's what he suggests. So there seems to be a steer in the Korban Asanel, in the Rosh, the Korban Asanel's question. Seems to be a steer. Because here, back in Simon, in Perek Gimel, he says one way. In Perek Dalet, he says another way. How do you understand it? You have to learn that his Lashon in Perek Gimel is Lav Dafka. So writes the Korban Asanel again, Perek Gimel, Simon, Os Mem. Fine. Okay, that's what we said. Becholini doesn't mean, does not mean Samech Lecha Sheikh. Okay, I can hear it. That's what, how some suggest Pshat in the Rosh is, and I can understand that sheet. Let me show it to you again. It's Osmen. Avod Yom Achzirin Becholini doesn't mean Samech Lecha Sheikh. Ain't a Pirsh. The Vilna Gaon says no. No, the Rosh is Megil, the Pashup Shat. Come on. Becholinya means even Samel Lechashecha. Gets a Korban Asanel. I, the fourth paragraph, he says Fakert. No, that's typical for the Rosh. He quotes Shita Satosvis, even though he personally doesn't hold that way. That's Shita Sagra, Cecil Beferish, we'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. But the Gra is over here, Rabosai. In Sif Katan Nun, page 126. Right. What does it say over here? The Gra says, go and explain the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, look at the top of page 126. If you don't need it. Kos Tosa Shita says it's better to worry about it. Says the Gra Nun Dino Shabbos Atzmo Lav Dafka El the Osuk She'ein a Grufuk Tuma Aber the Grufuk Tuma Mutter B'chol Inyan Ben chiluk ben hinicho agabe karka golden biyado, no difference, as the Rosh said so. I be af al gad be peresh perek dalid lo kos of kain. Shom hetik lashon atosis ukedarko. Avo be atzmo svirle de mutter kanal. So the Gra is arguing on the Korban Asanel. So the Korban Asanel, this is a Rosh, on personal view, it's in fact mutter. What's the question become? And then Mishnah Berurah passes this way. Mishnah Berurah, take a look. It's if caught an iron base. Take a look, please. Mishnah Berurah. Reish Nun Gimel. It's if caught an iron base. Here it is on page 169. Here, the Ramah, again, we saw, quotes his Machmirin. What does he say? There are those who are Machmir on Erev Shabbos close to Chashecha. Yeshom the Mahotzi Machal Klatan Beshabbat also La Nichol. One second, I'm sorry. Last 2 lines. Some of the chashecha, some of the baruchu, in musamach kolkach and stand like that, you have to lachliya bel yom dina kavu b'shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Beis. Hainu afilu konam shkias achama. Fine. Hainu rak l'inyan debinan grufa k'tuma kavu b'shabbos to be covered. Abel inyan dato lahachzir. Mishalo yanichen al gabe karka lo beinon bezeh toys the Shabbos and the Gro shemarosh. Wow, so the Gro is quoted halacha lemaisa here in the Mishnah Berurah. Question, Rabbi Osai, why? Listen to me very carefully. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam at the Isseder of Shabbos and Shem Yechada b'Gacholim, I understand very well. Once the fire is covered, no Shem Yechad Begacholim, it's only a matter of Nirikim Mavash, doesn't apply on Friday. But this is the Rosh speaking. The Rosh asked Hachzara on Friday, not Shem Yechad B'Shabbos, but rather what? Shema Yavzir B'Shabbos. By the same token, we should ask Hanocha on Friday, Shema Yaseh Hanocha B'Shabbos. How can we distinguish logically between these two things? How do you explain the Rosh? Here's my explanation. Explanation goes as follows. We never find a gzeira to aser a malacha on Friday or to Shabbos. It's unheard of. It's only if something is a gzeira on Shabbos itself can we then turn around and say, kula chad gzeiri. The gzeira is on, we saw that in the Rosh. The gzeira is on Shabbos, the gzeira is on Friday, it's all on the gzeira. But if it's an Easter, which is Nirik and Malacha, or Malacha the Rabbana will call it, it's impossible to say, well, to ask for it on Friday. We don't, you can say Kula Chad Gzeira if it's a Gzeira, but if it's an Easter which is not a Gzeira, you can't say Kula Chad Gzeira. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Rabbosai, when it comes to Akzara, which the Russians is a Gzeira, like Taisa Shem Yechad Begacholim, he extends Gzeira to Friday. Kula Chad Gzeira. When it comes to Hanocha, we said before, the Tosfos of Rosh, the Shitasa, is Nirik and Mevashel. If the Easter is Nirik and Mevashel, no way we're not going to answer it on late Friday afternoon. That's my pshat. So therefore it comes out that Hafzor, which is Shem Yechat, is also Friday afternoon late. And Hanocha, which is Nirik and Mevashel, on a covered fire, is Mutter Rabosai, Erev Shabbos late. That's the pshat, Rabosai. That's the pshat. Now I have an interesting ha'ora. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Shin Yud Ches, Sivkot and Tzadi Ches. Take a look. Here it's on page 187. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dimno sein agab of mamish, Afal pi she'ein b'risa d'raisa of bishul, but osim b'drabbanan. Why? 2 reasons. 1, she'nirik b'vashel. 2, v'gam osi l'chados b'gacholim. Note the stylistic difference, Rabbosai. Here, the Mishnah Berurah puts both reasons. Nirik b'vashel, attributed to Rashbo and Iran, and shem yechad b'gacholim, which he attributes to the Rosh. Both reasons are found front and center in the Mishnah Berurah proper. When back in Reish Nun Gimel, the Shita of Shem Yechata was relegated to a footnote. Sharatzion. Well, I'm just asking a stylistic question. Why do you have both reasons on top over here, and then back there, he had one on top and one on bottom? You'll ask me to say it's a klutz kasha. I think it has some merit. Here's my answer. Who is he explaining? Before, in Reish Nun Gimel, he was explaining the Mechaber. Here in Shimon Yudches is explaining the Ramah. The Mechaber says Beferish that the reason for the Yisra Achzara is Nire Kimavashel. Where can I find this? Reish Nun Gimel Sifhei. Page 171. Turn back a little bit. 171. It's the famous head that we saw of Kedera Gabi Kedera. Fisha Ein Derech Bishl Bekach. That assumes that the Yisra is Nirik HaMavashel, not Derech Bishul. That's how the Kedera Gabi Kedera Heta works. That's the Mechaber Shita. But the Ramah doesn't hold that way. How do I know? Because the Ramah we saw before in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, end of 169, we saw already before, suggests the Chumrah to Aser all this on Friday afternoon. If the Ramah held that Achzara is Aser because of Nirek and Mevashel, it's inconceivable to Aser on Friday afternoon, as the Ran said. So the Ramah goes back and forth on it, clearly is holding that Achzara is Aser because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Hence, when he comments on the Ramah, Mr. Ru puts it on top. When he comments on the Mechaber, he puts it into a footnote. Okay, I'm just giving you my stylistic interpretation. I'm not sure, I can't guarantee he went through the Mishnah Berurah's mind, but possibly. Once we're here in Reish Nun Gimel, let's turn to Sif Hei, page 171 again. Last two lines. Chol advarim she'asal asal smidvarim elu asur loma le'en Yehudi lasos. Can't tell it to a guy either. Comes the Bir halacha, lahacha makdeira, you can't tell the guy to do it. Afilu dava yavesh and it's bashal mikvar v'nitztana legamri. There's no issue of bishul. On page 172, Rabbi Yosef, please turn to 172. The bir halacha. Okay. Afilu haki asal lachamim al betaner. Afilu en Yehudi. You can't use a goy. Can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Fine. Maybe the evidence is a problem. Uva sivkot lamel ches kosav, referring to the prima gada, to came in the kaimelon de shvus, the tzorach shabbos shara lechatchila, uva dava yovesh ein barak shvus tachazara, ev shalahokil hamekel bazeh, ad ein Yehudi, ein goar in bo. Maybe somebody who does it through a guy, and does achzara through a guy, maybe, he says, maybe ain't goring bo. And then he quotes Rabosai, ain't goring bo. Bialocha writes, the simon zeh, mashma mikama poskim, then so came. No, he's absolutely not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. Despite that fact, well, Sorach Shabbos, we can be Megel, a little bit. So that's the Biur Halach. Fine. Wait a minute. What do you mean that Kama Poskim say that it's not Kama means like, oh, some Poskim say, Kama Poskim say. What do you mean Kama Poskim say? The Ramah says so, Beferish. The Ramah writes in Sif Aleph that even the machal is also beferish. What's he saying? Some say, some don't say. What does that mean? Kama poskim. So we could draw a distinction about between the double lach and the double yavesh. We spoke about this already for the first 3 weeks. Double lach is more chomer than double yavesh. What is the shav of bishul daraisa? But double yavesh can be we call kama poskim. Kama poskim. Rabosai, it seems to me that there are more asset everything. Kol advarim! Kol advarim! Of course, the question remains, what happened to Shvush Shvush Maka Mitzvah? Isn't it a bit, Rabbi, I ask you a shayla. Is it a mitzvah to teach Shol? Yes or no? Ah, she couldn't do that. Sure. So why are we so machmer over here? Let's say Shvush Shvush Maka, tell a guy to do Achzara. What's the problem? Here's the answer, Rabbi Yosef. There are more Lushitoso that he holds the Isser is because of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. That's why you suggested that's on Friday afternoon. When it comes to this, there's no heter of Shvus to Shvus. I'll give you a simple logic. The Isser is, don't do this, lest you stoke the coals. Rabosai, I don't care who put the pot on the fire. As long as B'Mitzius, the pot is on the fire, is Gzeira, I'll be mechata b'gacholim. So if the goy put it on the fire, the gzeira is that I'll be mechata b'gacholim. This is the world famous Chazon Ish, who says, and again, forgive me, I don't care if a monkey put it on the fire. Hey, right, sir, Chazon Ish, right? He got away with it. Right? Take a look in Chazon Ish. He said, you put the monkey puts it on the fire. Simon Lama Zion of Kon Chafalef. I feel like zero a kof. You have to remove it. Why? Shema yechata b'gacholim. It's an Isser in the matzav, not an Isser in the in the Maisa. Memela, doing it to a guy won't help. It won't help. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that this is talking about Hachzara. In the same piece in the Bir Halacha, at the beginning, before he quoted the Machlokos between the Prima Godim and the so-called Kama Poskim, when he first started discussing this issue, says the Bir Halacha, no, it's Asr. Everything is Asr. Everything is Asr. Okay. He's talking here, of course, even if it's Gar of a Katum, Gam Bekru Vektuma, to have the commotion of the Chatchila. See, my term is Hanachal Chatchila. He's very, the second time, he calls it Moshe of the Chatchila. There's no argument, just using different phraseology. Okay, fine. Lefiani is Daiti, Yesh Mokom Lechalik. We said earlier, Abosai, based on Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis, that we pass an halacha. Shehiya is Shem Yechad. Hachzar is Shem Yechad. Hanacha is Nirek and Mavash. There's no Shem Yechad because the fire is covered. So if there's no Shem Yechad because the fire is covered, I can argue that through a goy should be mutter. Because what did I say? Why is it also through a goy? It's also through a goy. You're afraid the goy will do X and I will be over the Isser. The post can talk about it. Rav Shechta Shlita has it in the Sefer, in Eretz HaTzvi. I think he gives this example. Can you have a goyish band play for your Shabbos Sheva Brachos? Shvus to Shvus, Baka Mitzvah. Right? Shem Yitakan Klei Shir. The answer is no. Don't think about it. Why not? Because, yeah, the guy will play, the instrument will break, and the yid will fix it. Sitting over here. The guy will do the Hachzara. I'll soak the coals. That's true by Hachzara, because it's an open fire. But the Hanacha, assuming by Hanacha, there's no issue of Shem Yechad because it's covered. It's only Nirek and Mavash, it's a Molacha de Rabbanon. Perhaps we can allow Shvus to Shvus for Mokka Mitzvah, but of course, only in the Shas HaTzchak at a pinch, we do not apply Shvus to Shvus Stam Kacha. We try to avoid it if we can initially. That's as far as Hanacha. And Hachzara, it's very hard to rely upon these Mekilim, because we suggested before, we will do the Chituk B'Cholim ourselves. Fine. Now I come to my last point for today, and again, you have to forgive me, I have to go a little bit over time. Forgive me. There's a steer in Reishon and Gimel between Gimel and Hay. It's all on the same page, page 170-71. That's it. Don't turn any pages over here. Same page. In Simon, Reishon and Gimel Hay, we already read it. Is the famous header of Kedera Agabe Kedera. Right? Kedera Agabe Kedera. Mutalita Agapi Kedera Schamen. You can put it there. Put it there. Right? No problem. You can put it there. No problem. We saw the Ran. Where am I taking it from? I'm taking it from the ground. That's what the Ran said. No problem. Ain't there a bishop account? Fine. Look in Sif Gimel. It's right in front of you on the opposite page. Hamashkin baboker v'roh sheikdicha tavshilo v'yorei pen yakdiach yoser. Your child is burning. Your friend's going to burn more. Yochol lahosir ulaniach chidera yishana reikonis al pi akira. We call this a blech. V'yos yosir makadera sheatavshil besocha agabi akdera reikonis. V'yizoer shelo yosim kteiros agabi karka. Shtieros achas. Don't put it down. Wreck the Bir Halacha. What do you mean? This is Kedera Gabera. What's going on here? This is exactly Kedera Gabera Kedera in Sif Hey. What happened? Take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. Sif Gimel. Ulechor is Soser HaMechaber is Atzmo. Till the Kamon, the line ends till the Kamon. It's about 10-12 lines down. To the Kamon, the Sifhei had the Dinas Divya Rashba, quoted by Beis Yosef, Shem Aran, Shekosu B'Shmo, to Mut Lidl Chatzkila B'Shabes, Av Shekedero, Aratachtono, Medes Alo Eish, Kevin Shimav Sekas, Umamad Akedero Oleho, Ein Derech Bishol B'Kach, those were actual words, Ein Derech Bishol B'Kach, Vadifa Mikira Gufa Ktumba, it's better than if it's a covered fire, Havi Kamamid Neged Amiduro, the Mutra Peshabes, the Mimavashikot Soko, It's not on the fire. It's opposite the fire. Mamid keneged hamedura. Mamid keneged hamedura is Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Yud Ches Tetzvah, page 186. Mutol anicho keneged hamedura. Even if it's yad so let us bo, you have to keep it somewhat far away. So wait a second. He's a stira galuya in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the status of agabe kedera? Is it considered on the fire should be usher, or is it considered off the fire? And madura shimuta. What a great kasha. He says the Dogal Merivava asks this question. And Nitchak, and he says the Mechaber Somach Atzmal Sora Soran. What's the Sora Soran? The Kevan She'ein Panadish Darko Lefoso Gabikira Yesh Lehokel B'Zayin Shalom. We're talking about a Panadish, that's in Sifhei, which is normally not cooked in that fashion. So it's normally not cooked in that fashion. Do with the Mechaber line around. Says he, it's a Docha Godol. As the Mogan Avraham said. Nope. It's not the Ran, it's the Rashba. Right? If you take a look even at the Baragola, Haran B'Shem Rashba, the two separate kulas. We already saw, you may remember, those of us who have a good memory, we already saw the Ran. My memory's not so good, I forgot what page it's on. My memory, we saw the Ran who said, I believe it's page 25, I think. Hey, look at that. No, it's not 25. Oh, 26. 26. We saw the first one we saw, V'chein, the bottom of the right. It sits over here. And he writes at the end, Kach Kosev Arash Bazal. Then there's the last three lines of that paragraph, towards the very bottom of 26, right column. V'yav Shagamkin, this is Iran's own svara. The Mash'ein Darko Lefos Agabi Kira Kon Panadish V'chayotiba Shemuto L'chamam B'Shavas Agabi Kira O Agabi Kisush O Barzal Kol Shemitsunamik V'ralo Shadova Mochiach Shein Anasal Bishvila Shiyizchamim. Could you never cook that particular food there? The Ran says it's, you measure it food by food. Whereas the Rashba is a less of a leniency. It's only matter if it's not considered, it's considered Kederek HaBekdeh, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. So the Dogal Merivava said, oh, the Mechaber relies upon the Ran. This is a Dochak. Okay. Achakach Matzotzi B'Pri Megodim Sheyishiv Chakusha B'Tuv Tam. Can you imagine a ringing editorial endorsement from the Holy Chafetz Chaim? What did he say b'tuf tam? Who? The besif hey she'ayim be'omedas agabi kederas chaim and otash on top of a full pot. Lo nechshav klal ka'omed agabi kira. It's not considered on the fire at all. Ula hachim mutaf l'chatzkila b'shabas. Why not? Ma she'ein kein b'nyoneinu. Sha'kedera reikonis. V'yomedes rak listam as chom akira. Shloyia kol kach chom. It's empty. Just putting it there to reduce some of the heat. Nases hakira yadezer rak isha akira grufuk tuma. T'yosalita nalavach b'shabas b'tavshal l'chatchila. Look at that. A chiddush, a distinction between an empty pot and a full pot. Empty pot with machmis is no more than a blech. And a full pot is a totally different concept. Either the Rashba called Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, and the Mishnah Pirlocha went even further and said, to consider it's not on the fire at all. We'll come to that later. That we don't know where you got that expression from. But here, Abosai, I will leave you with a kasha, which is such a bombshell kasha, that it's mamish atzorech iyun gadol. And that's my final marker for today, which is Mishnah Brura. Reish Nun Ches. You find it over here on page 176. The Mechaber says, an innocent Mechaber, Mutul la'aniach mi bojom b'li kli sheyesh bo davar kar agabi k'der Mishnei Rechama, she'ein ze ketomein b'dava hamosif hevel. It's not considered to be a hatmana b'dava hamosif hevel. Okay, it's not called hatmana. Fine. Says the Bir Halacha, she'makdera tachtona munachas al gabe yo'esh, as yesh lezeh din mosif hevel al gabe ayde yo'esh, reishtim zayin sifches. And therefore, the Osir afilim ibod yom lechasas alein bebegodim ilumala v'shematimona, fine. V'mein mechasas bebegodim, yesh lezeh din shihoi. V'tzorach sheyir hadova kar nizbashel kemachal ben drusoim ibod yom l'das harav liel simen reishtim gimel d'ramohol z'akhananya. It's enough to have half cooked. Can cost of a mug and have Rama prima gunna. And look in Shinyun Chesivav. Rabbi Sai, this is Pile Ploim Mamish. The prima gunna who was endorsed before Betuv Tam made the following distinction. We're more strict with respect to an empty pan and more lenient with respect to a full pot. Empty pan is just like a regular blech. And therefore, once you put it down, you can no longer put it back. But a full pot, that's a whole different definition. That's considered not derech bishul b'kach, it's not considered not even on the fire. So we're more making. You with me so far? What does it say over here? Over here it says, believe it or not, you have a full pot of food, and you have more food on top of that full pot, has a din of shia, and it must be cooked kemachal ben drusoi before Shabbos. Ribonoi shel olam. The Mishnah Berurah said, before Bialach and Reshit and Gimel, Sif Gimel, quoted from the Prima Gadol, who said, to the contrary, that once it's on a full pot, we're makel even to do Hanukkah Rabosai on Shabbos. How then can the Bir Halacha here, if it's on a full pot, it's the case over here, say that it's Osir less than Achal Ben Drusoi? What do you mean? It's not going to sit on the fire at all, according to the formulation of the Bir Halacha and Simulation and Gimel, Siv Gimel. How can it be Osir over here? It's less than Achal Ben Drusoi. It's not on the fire. Even Hanochel Mitchila. So wash the Biyasir Hashiyah from Erev Shabbos. It's Pilei Ploim. Who has a terrace in this gash? I repeat one more time. In Reishnun Gimel Siv Gimel, Balach was a primogonim with Tuv Tam. If it's an empty pan, it's just no better than a plain blech. It's a full pan, full pot of food you put on top of the full pot. That's Heter Gomer, it's Lav Derech Bishul B'Kach, it's a Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Berurah throws in, it's not considered on the fire at all. Great. Over here in Reish Nunches, it's the other way around. If it's an empty blech, we know the din of a blech, we spoke about it already, that a blech, Rabosai, we saw before, if you put something on a blech, it's Mutta even less than Machal Ben Drusoi. That's exactly the point of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is Kenta Chananya. It's less than Machal Ben Drusoi. So therefore, you have to cover the fire. But if you cover the fire, it's mutter. Yet, if it's on a full pot, all of a sudden he turns around and says, it's Osir. If it's less than Machal Ben Drusoi. The Stira Gluyam and Akotza Lakotza in the Prima Gadol. Who has an answer? Okay. No one has an answer. It's also an answer. A resounding silence. I want to end this year the way I began. We have a technical issue to discuss. I said in 2 weeks I can't be here. I'm going to be in the Holy Land. I gave you three choices. Skype from Eretz Yisrael, or a double shiur next Thursday. It means we have a shiur in Davar Mincha and have yet another shiur. Or another day next week. Maybe Tuesday and Thursday, something like that. Let's hear the who has the vote. You can vote.
I think on my end, Skype sounds like a great idea.
Skype? Who votes for Skype? Okay, she has a mechel varech. Who votes for a double Shia next Thursday? Shia. Who votes for two Shia next Thursday? Tuesday and Thursday. Shia. Okay, so far it's a Skype, but it's only four votes. So not even, who can I put someone in charge to make go online? Can I put Rabbi Stein in? Rabbi Talbis? Okay. Please get everybody's vote, but I have to know by Monday. Because maybe. Rabbi Stein knows him. Okay, I spoke to him about it already. He said it's a democracy. But I need everybody's vote. I don't know how to email it. Okay, so email the three choices. We'll have a plurality with a runoff vote. You know, we'll have to see it.